Harry and Tommy are about to pick up your arvo with stacks of fun. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. How we doing, guys?
We're fortunate to have Tommy with us today, but for how long?
Yeah, I know. The Federale is a steak in my house, guys, and I don't know how long it is to...
They're just not.
What do you mean?
We need to talk about this today. You think the cops are doing a stakeout outside your house?
I think the cartel are behind it. I think they've
managed... They're two different things.
but don't get me started on the FBI.
Is it the cartel or the cops?
It could be the CIA.
FBI.
Could be Interpol or the Policia.
That soon. We've got a huge show ahead. Ursula Carlson joining us as well. But right now, let's kick the party off right.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the club. The club makes me want to hit the club. Well, hit the club.
Rain saying she a gold digger.
Rain is sexy.
Wiggle. So, you know how Britney Spears was freed from her conservatorship this week?
Yeah, I've heard rumours.
Yes. She's a very, very happy woman. She can now go to an automatic teller on her own. She's got keys to her car.
She didn't have keys to her car.
No, it's horrible. She posted a thing with little baby shoes because she wants to have another baby. She's free to live her life. Yeah, because remember that they stopped her.
I remember.
It's horrendous.
It's just funny to think of, like, when you think of all the things she can do because she had all her freedoms revoked.
Yes.
It's a real mix from, like, let's go for a hoon. Plus, I want to have a child, so let's settle down.
Plus, can I take out $10 from the ATM on the way in the car?
Oh, God, I remember finding an ATM that would let you get $10 out when I was broke, and it was, like, the best thing ever.
Anyway, I'm going to give you a bit of Baby One More Time, but here's a fun fact about Baby One More Time because you love my fun facts. Apparently, it was supposed to be a totally different phrase. The songwriters, they're Swedish, Max Martin and Rami Yekult. I was going to say Yekult. No, he's not a drink for children.
The probiotic.
Rami Yekult apparently thought hit was American slang for call. So that's why it's hit me, baby, one more time. It's really just like hit me up one more time. Like, call me one more time.
Hit me, I'm a beeper, Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
And Eli was telling me that apparently that song wasn't even written for Britney. I didn't know.
Who was it written for?
It was written for TLC. It was written for
Backstreet Boys. Five.
And none of them wanted it.
They went, look, we can't get anyone.
They all said no.
Unsigned.
And then it ended up being the hit that catapulted her into the world that she is now, which hasn't been great for a few years, but is about to be better.
It launched her into a conservatorship for many years. She was one of the most unhappy people on the planet.
Let's not get bogged down. It's free. Everything's good now. And let's just start the party right with Baby.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Go on, give it to us, you big man. Your crim, your underworld figure.
Look, I won't, if I have police surveilling my house.
You don't.
I refuse to be mocked like this.
No, you thought you had police surveilling your house.
Still
and you
maybe
certainly
did.
Didn't.
Still maybe did. Johnny thinks so too.
Okay, hold on. The other day you came into the office and went, guys, we've got to do this on radio. I've got police staking out outside my house. We don't know what's happening.
Yes.
And I said, do you sure you want to do this on the air? And you were like, yes, I need people involved. And then you come the next day and you've gone, yeah, they've gone. It was nothing.
Yeah.
What happened in that 24 hours?
We talked about them staking out our house. So they were there for 4 days.
Hold on, you think in your house they were listening and they heard you talking about staking them out and
they're
now
on to
they've
us.
Gone.
Yeah. We've got to get out of here.
And then they fled.
Is that how they were?
I don't know. It's been my first stakeout of that.
Okay, so set the scene. When did you first notice the cops outside your house?
So I pulled up in my car and I noticed two guys standing next to a black van, right? And I looked at them. And I waited for maybe 10 minutes and they just stood by their van.
Well, you waited where? Just looking at
them? I was parked across the road.
Okay.
Yeah, because, of course, they were surveilling my house and not across the road.
Yeah.
So they had no idea that I'd pulled up because I'm very sneaky.
So they're across the road, not right out the front of your house?
No, they're right out the front of my house. I'm across the road.
Why do you park across the road?
Because the cops were in my spot.
The cops, when they're doing a stakeout, normally hide in plain view?
Yeah. Well, so then I opened the door and And when I opened my door, they both got a bit of a startle and one quickly walked away and the other got into the back of the van, right? And so
that's funny.
And so now I'm standing at my car and one guy is briskly walking down the street. The other guy is in the back of the van, right?
So then that was day one.
I haven't finished.
Oh.
So then I go to walk in my house and Johnny opens the door. And I'm like, bro, are these dudes weird? He's like, these dudes are weird. They've been out, they were out the front for ages, right? And I said, I'll ask what's going on. And so I walk out to the van and I knock on the door of the van and I said, are you okay? And he opens the door with a full load of washing.
What?
He's got a full basket of washing, right? And I live just near a laundromat.
Yeah. Right?
And so he gets out and goes to drop his washing at the laundromat and then doesn't come back for 4 days. Yeah, and the van doesn't move for 4 days until we
talk about. So you think he's left the surveillance stuff inside? Maybe he just had a big family and a lot of washing.
But why would you drive to a laundromat and not home? How did he get home? And why did a man who almost.
Maybe he slept in the van.
Why did a man almost run away from me and the other one hide in the back of his van?
But I love the idea that these cops are so incompetent that you pulled up, they still didn't move, and you got all the way to your front door and they still hadn't recognized you. And then they were like,
No. No, I opened the door. As soon as they heard me open the door, it frightened them. And one fled.
So for 4 days, a van sat outside your house.
Yes.
And then what happened?
Then we talked about the van and we said, do you reckon these are coppers? Then they were gone.
So what have you got anything that to hide that they could be staking out?
So much stuff, mate.
Like what?
What do you mean?
I reckon they've got all the evidence they need and they're gone.
I've got a sweatshop in the top room. Are you joking? I got so much stuff.
Maybe they're bringing the clothes there for you to work on.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, the Savo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I already thought she got pretty personal.
Oh, so did I.
But apparently she can get even more personal. We're talking Ursula Carlson. Welcome.
Hello, team.
Your new show, It's Personal. How personal are we talking?
Mate, it is very personal. Like Tommy after 4 beers at the pub, personal, very personal.
Like could be arrested, personal.
Like I'm gonna do a weird nude promo and not tell anyone what it's for and just leave them hanging.
What about your life?
All those photos saved.
That people don't know about you, Ursh, that you're going to bring to this tour. What sort of stuff are you wanting to discuss?
Well, because I spent so much time in lockdown and in, quarantine that I just started, you know, when you have no buffer and no one to go, you should probably not talk about that. That's when I wrote the show. So it's basically everything that I've not discussed on stage yet. And because, you know, during the last 2 years, I've been through a lot of stuff that I haven't been able to talk to anyone about because we haven't been able to go out.
So like I've
saved all of that stuff up. Like everything, Kerry. I don't even want to, I can't say it here because, you know, I'm basically throwing away money when I reveal it.
I wouldn't be a journalist if I didn't ask the question though, you know?
I know. I was like, I can feel you ruffling here through my bank. No, it's like, you know, like now, especially during COVID times, everything is personal. You know, you have your personal hygiene, personal space. Everyone has to stay at least 1.5 meters away from you. And, you know, your personal choice. Are you getting the vaccine? Are you not getting the vaccine? People are so into this. This is my personal space. It's my personal body. It's my personal choice. And I'm like, it's all fine and well if you don't want to share your details with other people. But just ask yourself this. If I had a head lice infestation, would you want to know? Do I need to disclose that? Yes, I do. I think you'll find. You would love to know. So I think stuff like that, it's like, you know, there's heaps of stuff. But at the minute, I have so many things that I've gone through in the last 2 years that I've just had to sort of work through myself. And normally I can work through it with an audience, like therapy that they're paying for. But now I've had to sit with all of that stuff and just write it all down. And now I'll take it to the audience. But there's a lot of stuff that I think, you know, people turn to social media. You know, they put everything either on Facebook or Instagram and now TikTok. And we're sort of robbing each other from sharing personal stuff because you don't need to tell anyone anything anymore. It's on your page.
Ursh, let's talk about the list of cities you're travelling, because one name has really stuck out to me, and I reckon I'm one of the few people in Australia this name will really stick out to. I'm just going to list off and see if you can pick where I get a bit intrigued about the venues. You got Melbourne, Brisbane, the Gold Coast, Newcastle, Sydney, Perth, Adelaide, Hobart, Canberra, Darwin, and Narre Warren.
Yeah, isn't that last one, is it?
Have you ever been to Narre Warren?
No, but I tell you what, I'm intrigued to go because I had shows that I was supposed to tour there this year, right, which was postponed from the year before. And I put three shows on, initially just one because I'd never been there. And then it sold out so fast that I put another one. And then that one sold out. And initially I thought it was an admin error that they had accidentally put the first dose. But no, they had bought it. And then I put a third one and all three of those shows sold out. Before I had one other sellout in any other city, and I was like, I don't know what is in that town, but I want to go. So, yeah, I'll put tickets on sale, and it's already
it's not a town, is it? Isn't it a suburb in Melbourne?
It's 40 minutes out of Melbourne CBD. Like, it's literally.
Let me tell you, mate. Put some shows on. Those people buy tickets.
If you want tickets it's personal, they go on sale today. Head to livenation.com.au to get yours. She's keeping tight-lipped until these shows. If you want to know what's gone down the last few years, you're going to have to go see Ursh live. Thanks, Ursh.
Thanks, guys. Narre Warren, I'm coming.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Be Friday, Arvo. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse.
Get one for the whole family. No, there is something
don't get
there.
One for the whole family.
No, one for each of them.
Oh, yes, that's
you
better.
You can literally go into Chemist Warehouse and get all of your Christmas shopping done in one go.
I thought you were saying just get one bottle of Jimmy Choo Man for the whole family. No, could have a spritz on.
Actually, you should do this for our whole team for Christmas.
What should
Why
I
don't
get
you
them?
Pop in? Everyone go around the room. What would you like?
No, no. I will get everyone SW23 Sport by Shane Warne. What do you want?
They have Estee Lauder Beautiful, which is my scent. So that's on a good
Are you sure you don't want Victoria Bitter Thirst 75 mil?
Okay, great. Hey, coming up.
Yeah.
I had what started out as an incredibly relaxing morning this morning.
Yeah.
And then it got hectic in my brain and we need to discuss it.
Are we going to take a dive into your hectic brain?
And I'm worried that you'll never be the same again.
I won't be.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home for your Friday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
My back's against the wall. Somehow this time every year I start crumbling under the pressure.
Nah, you have some years where you crumble from the get-go.
What are we at now?
It is 17:15.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Stop. Oh, don't mock me.
Stop her.
You know I love this segment.
Oh, me too.
You would have been so annoying if I was a girl and I had to hang out with you as the boy in our group, I'd be constantly going, can you just stop being so irritating?
Yeah, well, if I was a boy, I would have said, nah.
Yeah.
Nah. You stop being irritating. I'll stop being irritating.
All right, song number one.
Oh, Tommy. Tommy.
Mm.
It is our man, Vance
Three,
Joy,
two.
Missing piece.
How did you do that?
Nah, it didn't. Piece.
I didn't think you'd get the name.
If you knew that, why didn't you
because
buzz in?
I couldn't quickly get the name.
Yeah.
It was on the top of my lips.
Too bad the game is for the quickest to get the name. If it was the slowest, maybe you would have got a point then.
One zip, song number two.
Carrie. Beyonce, Love on Top.
Ties it up.
I knew that one too.
Why didn't you get there? Because the game's the quickest.
I wanted to give you a go. Jessie gave me a little wink that's like, don't beat her too badly. She gets angry.
Song number three.
Carrie.
Bickers. Three.
One, two, step.
Two. One. Tell me.
What?
Yeah, you know. You do
Would
know.
Would you like to hear it again?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Tommy.
You know it.
Is it Sierra? One, two, step? Oh!
Missy Elliott, lose control.
Oh, lose control. I wasn't going to get that.
It did sound like Sierra, one, two, step, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
Sierra's what?
Sierra's in the song.
Good job.
Because the other, I could also just hear the fat man's voice just rocking over the top. It's very hard to distinguish anything else.
One all, song number four.
Carrie. Khalees, Milkshake.
No.
Oh.
That is.
It's your song that you always.
That is Fergie, My Humps.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Because the best you can do is tie from here.
Okay.
Song number five.
Carrie.
Oh.
TLC Waterfalls.
I tied it. Tiebreaker?
Yes, tiebreaker.
All right. For the win.
Carrie.
Oh, no.
Lizzo, Good as Hell.
Very good.
Very good.
How I feel. It's getting close. 18-15, loser.
Woo.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Do you have ever any really dark thoughts that someone's going to do something to you, like in a horror movie, when you're actually just doing mundane things?
So I think people are out to get me, but I do always plan an escape route. Whatever situation I'm in, now.
Hey, you've got an escape route for now. Ghosting.
So now, if you were to pull a knife on me, I've already thought about.
You can't go that door because we've got our letterboxes there.
No, I know. So I'd slam your wrist against the table. I'd use this mug and I'd throw it at Eli.
Why? At Eli? He hasn't done anything.
Because I assume everybody's trying to get me. And so I throw it at Eli.
So hold on, what have you done to me?
I've slammed your wrist against the table with your knife because you'd go like this. Ow! Ow!
And then in that time,
I picked up the mug, I've thrown it at Eli's face, and people was looking at the board, so I just gently tap her head against the board because I don't want to touch her belly. And then I'd open this door and I'm gone. But so what do you think people are trying to do to
you? So for example, I went and had a facial today, and I haven't had a facial in a very long time. Why are you looking at me funny? Because I look like I've had a facial, don't I?
It's just the amount of time you're saying facial. It's just funny.
It's all. Anyway, it's everything's like, been shut.
People are trying to do stuff.
And
to
I thought, I thought I'll go and have one. And I was lying there, and the girl started doing all the stuff to my face. It's funny.
It's just fun.
Anyway, there's this process that they do where they get a pin and they prick all your milia, which is the little bumps on your head, right, to free the pores so they can either squeeze a whitehead out or it can itself free. It's after they've usually done like some kind of treatment or
some
mask.
How many pricks in the face?
Quite a few.
Wow.
And so you're there with your eyes closed, but there's someone with a needle very close to your face.
Yeah.
And I often think, what would happen if she just had a turn?
And just went eyeball? Thinking eyeball?
Yes, that's often what I think.
Well, she'd probably squeeze the milia in your eyeball, whatever it is.
But then I think, what if someone just had a crazy turn and they started like jabbing you in the face?
This is like,
other people have those random thoughts?
It would have happened a lot when people get a straight razor shave.
Yes. Yes.
But hold on. I don't mean accidentally like.
No, no.
I mean like someone actually, the barber turned.
But this is why you need.
On you.
You're in a really vulnerable position.
Yeah. This is why you need an escape plan.
But what's my escape plan if she starts jabbing me?
Throat punch.
But I can't see because I've got little goggles on my face.
Never wear the goggles. Actually, that's the thing that protects you. Then she's not going to go for your eyes if you've got goggles on.
Yeah, but
that'd be embarrassing for her.
Sorry, the goggles aren't there all the time, depending on the angle my face is lying on.
You've got to work out what are your moments where you're most vulnerable. Is it the goggle change?
Imagine, or what if she just slipped and then I go for the jugular because I think she's out to get
Yes, and you've throat punched a woman. Just know. If you ever see a news story saying Carrie Bickmore has throat punched a woman, just
I
know.
She was coming for my eyeballs.
You million. Carrie and Tommy. That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And guys, coming up next, we are spreading the merry with Australia Post.
Oh, it is our last chance to have a rummage round in, Betty White's box has had a rummage in.
Yeah.
Mariah's had a rummage in.
I think they have all had a rummage in.
Haven't they?
Who's missing out?
I don't think anyone has dug their hand into the goop that is
Gwyneth Paltrow.
will we rummage in Gwyneth's box?
It's funny because that's the box we know most about, but yet it's the one that people aren't picking.
Yes, it's the one that a lot of us have smelt famously around the world.
Yes.
Anyway, will we have a rummage in Gwyneth's box? Find out next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, God, thank you so much.
What up, what? Carrie and Tommy's
What's in Our Letterbox?
Christmas is a great time to be a letterbox. Make sure you stuff your loved ones' letterboxes this Christmas by sending cards and parcels. Spread the merry with Australia Post.
Wish it was Christmas all year round. It's fun spreading the merry.
Yeah, I think, yes, I agree. It's easier to agree with this one.
It's nice. I prefer giving gifts than receiving them.
So we don't have to get you anything?
Nah, still get me stuff.
Okay, sure.
But
sure,
I find it awkward to receive it, but I love giving gifts. And this is fun too because it's not even our stuff that we bought. We're just giving away awesome things.
Hang on. If you love giving gifts so much, how come you got all the team these water bottles last year but you didn't get me one?
Because I knew you wouldn't use it. And also it was from you and I. Remember, I just did all the work.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. G'day, Kelly.
Hi. You know who loves receiving gifts?
Kelly. Oh, there's some amazing gifts up for grabs today. Once you rummage around in Kim Kardashian, Hugh Jackman, Betty White, Gwyneth Paltrow and Mariah Carey boxes, you could get gift cards from the Iconic, Westfield vouchers, Flight Centre gift cards, $2,000 Flight Centre gift card, $2,000 MasterCard, and the penultimate prize, the Carrie and Tommy mug and tea towel.
Wow. Which one do I want the most?
Surely it's the mug and tea towel.
I'm actually getting tea towel mug vibes from Betty White at the moment, so I might pick that one, might not. I don't know.
Okay. Kel, what I'm slightly concerned about is just a couple of days ago, there was a prize which was the mug, tea towel and some licorice. And now the licorice is mysteriously gone, which means I think Joshy in promo might have eaten the licorice.
Oh, but well, no licorice then.
No. So, Kel, what are you thinking? I imagine then you're avoiding Betty White?
Me to go into.
I really want the Flight Centre voucher. That would be the dream. Also, if not that, definitely new outfit. Iconic would be incredible.
Okay.
You could get that at Westfield too. There's a Westfield voucher in there.
Or all using of this your MasterCard. Is good. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
What are you thinking?
Kimmy K screaming my name.
Okay.
Okay. Because
off I go. I might be a while. I don't know how long I'll take, so make sure that you...
I mean, you're only there once. Go really rummage in. Geez, you just grabbed it by the...
I just realised I'm not sure how to get into her box.
Yeah, well, not from that side, mate. Enter from the front. Not like a savage at the back. There's a hand going inside here. And, can you get in there, Bickers? Bickers is acting like she's never rummaged in a box in her life. Do you want me to help, mate? Should we go all hands on deck for this one?
Do you want to come in her box?
Yeah. Just hang on. Hang on 1 second, Kel.
Oh, Tommy's straight in there. He knows exactly how to work through Kim Kardashian's box.
There's a key. Great.
My thumb's caught.
Okay. I didn't know she had her box locked up. Locked up?
Yes.
Yes.
It's quite a little key. Kelly, we have retrieved, here's the good news, we have retrieved an envelope, which means I'm so sorry to say, but the mug and the tea towel are off the table.
Bummer. Oh my god, I'm sweating. My feet are sweating.
Oh my.
You're gonna have a nice new Christmas outfit. $2,000 Westfield gift card. Yes!
Oh my god, that's incredible.
You got Kimmy K to thank for that.
Oh, I knew she'd have something good in her trunk.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, do you quickly want to find out where the mug and tea towel were hiding? Do you want to give Betty White a lift up there?
It's got to be Betty White.
No, I reckon it's Gwyneth today.
You reckon?
Yeah, I never know how to get inside Betty. It's not Betty.
Oh,
I'm going to try. Gwyneth.
What did Betty have? Give us Betty. Chuck us over here. You keep going.
Betty,
okay.
If
you've gone Betty White, Kel,
this
is what you would have. This is what you would have won. If you'd gone Betty White, you would have won $1,000 at the Iconic.
Okay.
If you'd gone Mariah Carey, you would have won a mug and tea towel.
Yay.
So you picked right, Kimmy K, with the goods. Enjoy your Christmas and enjoy your new outfit.
Oh, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
You're the best. Cheers, Carl.
Christmas is a great time to be a letterbox. Make sure you stuffed your loved ones' letterboxes this Christmas by sending cards and parcels. Spread the merry with Australia Post.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We all do a lot of things in our lives, I reckon, that we don't want to do, but we do out of politeness.
I almost don't do any of those things.
Well, you're
I do.
The number of times on a weekend you're at something, especially with kids, where you're like, I don't want to be here. But I couldn't disappoint my kid by saying no to the birthday party or, you know, whatever it is.
Even the park when you've already been three times that day.
Exactly.
Yes.
Producer Belle needs to learn to say no, I think.
Why? What have you done, Belle?
In fact, she needs to learn from you. If you're the master at not going to anything
No, I'm not. I always end up crap I don't want to go to.
Well, we need to help Belle. Mm. The people need to help Belle because she spent time last weekend doing something she should not have spent.
To be fair, it was a weeknight, so I didn't waste any of my weekend time. But yes, I was invited to the first kind of party of that kind that I was invited to. So I was.
It was a first birthday party.
It was a first birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a dog's first birthday party. So little Buddy was celebrating his first birthday party, our neighbour's dog.
I didn't know dogs had first birthday parties.
I didn't know.
I didn't know people went.
Yes, that's a good question. Wouldn't other dogs go to the first birthday party?
Yeah. Why did you get an invite?
Well, actually, I didn't. Ed's dog's name was on the invite. It said to Chuck.
Which is Ed's dog, not your dog. No. So why are you taking a dog to a first birthday party?
Ed couldn't make it.
And so you went anyway.
I went.
Belle, you crashed a dog's party.
Someone needed to, you know, walk him there. So.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean send him on his own.
Its owner could.
Yeah.
So what went down at the dog's birthday party?
Did you order
standard?
It was actually so fun. There was champagne. And
for the
there
dogs?
Was chicken sandwiches, no, for us.
What did the dogs get?
The dogs just
pig ears or something?
The dogs actually got doggy, like, party bags. Yeah, so they had, like, a little treat in there, like a edible donut, and this toy. And Chuck has literally never been given a toy, so he ruined that in, like, the first hour at home. But, yeah.
So does the edible donut look like a donut an adult would eat?
Yeah. It looked like a cookie.
So could you have taken the party bag thinking it was for a human and eaten the dog's donut?
It said to Chuck, so.
Yeah.
Kids are hungry. You got on the way home.
Yeah. You know? And Chuck's not going to know if you steal some of his treats.
I mean, Chuck doesn't even know he's at a first birthday.
Chuck's just like, who are all these young pups here?
And who's this woman with me? I've never met her.
And where's my owner?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, because this is exciting. Jess Malboy joins us next. Can I do the question to her that you tried to get me to remove from Vance Joy?
Scat chat you're talking about?
Yeah.
The only question you want to know.
A scat-related question.
Yes, that's correct, Jesse. Well done.
I feel like it's not appropriate for Jess Malboy. It felt awkward even when you did it with Vance Joy. He responded beautifully.
He literally said, this is the kind of question I love.
I know, but I think that's just what a polite performer says.
Do you think it's ruder to ask a woman this question than a man?
Yes, that's why I don't think you should ask her.
But do you think, statistically, who would do it more?
Do what?
Women or men. Yeah, in their pants. What do you mean? Okay.
Jessie, get me out.
Okay.
We'll find out.
Do you mean Jess Melboy or Jessie? She's up next and you have to wait.
Carrie and Tommy.
For the drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
She's one of our favourites. Would you join her?
Would you join her? Welcome her. Jess Melboy's here. Yeah,
hello.
Would you join her to the show? Yeah. Lost for words, Jess.
Love you,
Jess.
Mom.
Have you joined yourself, Jess? Is that what's happened now?
I'm here. I've arrived myself.
Hey, your new song's a bit of a tune. We were just saying in here it'd be the perfect one to be at like a roller skating disco.
Yes. Oh, that's what's up. Totally roller skate, disco lights. I mean, it has all the elements of a disco song, disco synths, disco guitar. But you like, it's one of those songs where, you know, you could sit in a corner and, you know, sipping on your favorite beverage, you know, like doing a bit of a groove, but then you could also be like whipping around on a dance floor. But yeah, they were the kind of concepts that I could see whilst I was experimenting with this song and creating it was, yeah, I could just see it in both worlds. I'm so glad you guys like it.
It's great. Did you ever go to the roller skating rink where they announce a dude to go, we're now skating in the opposite direction?
Boy, that was like the place to be. Like we had like a skating rink in Darwin. You know, it was pretty all right. But I just remember like seeing like, you know, like crush, you know, people I'd crush on there. But yeah, like totally doing the rounds, you know, and all the favorite songs would come out. The blue light would come out.
I thought it was when people like, would.
Isn't it?
Patch. Or am I getting blue light discos confused?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think it was like Darwin had a combination because it was like the only place to like have a blue light and also skate at the same time. So yeah,
I used to always remember people at those. There was always like the cool older kids who would be like, you know, in their late teens, and they'd be doing tricks and stuff. And when I was young, I thought that was really cool. And now that I'm older, I realize, what losers?
Oh, no.
Who's 18 and still going to a roller rink to do
your
tricks in front of the kids?
Mate,
Johnny's 50. Thank you very much.
Bro, honestly, there are some tricks that I can't even get there. Like I find like my feet are just going literally tangled. But yeah, there's some moves that people are pulling on the skates, and I'm just like, whoa, I need to get with that.
I've tried for 2 years now in lockdown to skate up and down my driveway, and I've not gotten any better.
When did you ask?
I
did it a couple of weekends ago. But do you know what I love? I was reading that this song, in it, it reminds you a lot of or captures the feeling you got when you used to watch your mum dance around the kitchen to Donna Summer and Diana Ross and Cher and stuff. And I'm dancing around the kitchen all the time with my kids, and I'm now thinking, God, what are they going to remember of that time in 20 years' time?
No, true, though. Like, I often wonder that and, you know, what my mum thought. But she just, like, she was so – her emotions were always out, you know. She never shied away from it. And we'd just see her swinging her hair around while she was mopping or, like, singing up a storm. Yeah, for real. I'm like, okay, Mum.
But underneath it all, I understand this song's quite a personal one for you, and it sort of reflects on a period where you've gone through a heap of stuff personally.
Yeah.
What journey have you been on that is reflected in the song?
Yeah, I think, you know, I feel like people forget that I've been making music in the Australian music industry for over 15 years now, and I started when I was 16. So like I started on, you know, a major, you know, Idol platform stage, and you know, and then signed immediately. So I, you know, I'd been with a company, you know, a label at that time, you know, for my whole teenage and my kind of coming into my adulthood. And so, yeah, I literally kind of, you know, was on the kind of same path, you know, riding with, you know, the same kind of circle. And I think from a business point of view, I just kind of, it was like a light bulb moment of like, oh, I need to switch it up. I need to change it up. You know, and also personally, because I dedicated so much to music, it was just other things that I wanted to do.
We've got so much more to chat to you about, Jess. We want to do Scat Chat with you next. The last person that did Scat Chat with us was Vance Joy, and he ended up telling us about how he had terrible diarrhea in the middle of the night with a new girlfriend, was it?
Yes.
So who knows what you're going to say, Jess, but are you happy you to stick around and do Scat Chat with us next.
For sure. Cheers.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we are still joined by Jess Mowboy.
Yes. Jess, the new single Glow is out now. It's an absolute tune, but we thought it might be nice to, while we had you, to delve into a little bit of this.
Time for Scat Chat!
Sorry, Jess, it hurts my voice sometimes when I do that.
Wow.
I don't know why we don't record it. Thank you.
Can you ease Jess in with an easy one? Don't start with the one that you want to ask everybody. Is that all right? I just feel like Jess is a lovely woman who doesn't need you to open with that question.
I feel like it sets the tone.
You might, but no one else does.
Jess, I have a question for you. When you're walking past strangers, do you ever sniff them?
Oh, no, I don't.
Neither.
Yeah, okay.
Me neither. Same. Me and you both.
Jess, what was your nickname in high school?
Oh, my gosh. I think it was Cowgirl.
Cowgirl?
Yeah, this one guy. I think he actually liked me. And I didn't know it then, but he would tease the hell out of me and, four eyes and, And then, eventually I was just like, okay, you need to stop, go away from me. And anyway, but he would, his nickname, he used to nickname me Cowgirl. I just think because, Mowboy. Mowboy is Cowgirl. I was like, okay, whatever. Okay.
And do you think he liked you because he teased you?
Maybe that's what boys did when you were at school.
Later on, I actually met him after when we'd finished high school and we graduated type of thing. He later on, I think we'd met each other at a cafe or something, and he was like, hey, I didn't mean to tease you that way and call you names, but I actually had a crush on you. And I was like, whoa, okay, all right, cool. But we're friends, right? We're friends now. No more crushing. It was such
He's definitely
awkward.
Still got a crush, but
yeah. Totally awkward. embarrassed for him.
Jess, do you have a unique way to answer the phone when someone calls?
No, literally, I do this all the time, and sometimes I annoy the heck out of myself, but I always go hello.
You can do that. Imagine if, Tommy, that's how you answer.
Hello.
Please do that just for a day and see what
happens. Hello.
You have to. Oh, my God.
Will you sing your vows?
Ooh.
Oh, wow. This is a good question. I have thought about this, sis. Oh, my gosh, Carrie, that's a good question, because I've envisioned myself singing the vows to my partner. So
oh, my God, that's beautiful.
I think it might happen. Now that you've actually answered my question to myself.
Does that make it awkward when he doesn't sing them back?
He will. He'll go, I do.
You know what? I don't know what will come out of his mouth, but I'm sure I'm sure he'll give it a go. He's that kind of guy. So,
okay, great.
He'll have a laugh.
Jess, as always, you've been so much fun. Just one question before you let
you're not
you go.
Do it.
Don't do the top one
because the top one's just not good for Jess, I think.
Sure. Yeah. Jess, when was the last time you shit yourself?
Stop that.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Honestly?
You don't have to answer it.
No. Well, probably at Eurovision, because that was it's a world global stage. I was literally
I think she means being nervous. I think Tommy physically means when did you
I was like, what a scoop.
Numbers.
Literally, I had to run to the toilet. It was I had 5 minutes before I was on stage, and I was like, guys, this is not working. I gotta go to the toilet. So somebody can show me to the toilet. And I was literally running. I took my heels off. I was like, yeah, I gotta do this.
Did you make it?
I made it. No, I made it. Thank God. But it was very close, Tommy. It was very close.
Jess Malloy, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. As we said, the brand new single Glow is out now and it's a ripper. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, you more. Big love.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And guys, Ursula Carlson joining us very soon.
But there's something we need to discuss next. You stole something from a shoot we were on together this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised you stole it because there's a gaping hole in your life at the moment that we need to discuss.
I'm stealing hearts again.
Take your hand off it.
I'm trying to. That's why I'm...
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What's wrong?
Jesse just went very okay. Yeah. Around the country for your Friday arvo, get a tinny up, you dogs. What are you waiting for? Who are you looking at? Got a durry? I'd love a durry.
Hey, Tomo.
Yeah.
Tomo.
Oi, Kazza.
I want to talk to you about.
Oi, Kazza. Oi, Kazza. Have I ever said your hair looks cooter today, Kazza? Anyway, what are we having to drink? Bundy and Coke, bit of fighting juice for the boys.
You do all of that way too well.
Who does?
It's funny you bring up this because I think it's a bit of an Aussie thing what you're doing.
Yeah, what?
Are you lacking in time to just restock some staples in your wardrobe?
What do you mean?
I just noticed the other day you said we were going to give away some jocks as a prize on air. And you said, if they don't get given away, can I please have them?
They were also women's underwear.
Why are you at the point where you're needing to take home jocks from work?
I just don't have enough.
Why?
Because I don't. Do you want to know,
yes,
want
I do.
Know the actual reason?
Why?
No, I just haven't. I haven't bought.
Not the actual reason.
Well, I dated someone that worked at Calvin Klein, and so she gave me all these underwear, and I just haven't bought underwear since.
How long ago was that?
Not important. Let's move on.
Are we talking months or years?
It's not important.
How long have you been rocking the same jocks?
Well, so then we had a tradie sponsorship, and so a tradie gave me some jocks.
That was years ago. That was when I was pregnant with Addie, because I wore the.
Yeah, yes. And you've still got Addie.
Yeah, but I've also got some new jocks.
Do you?
Yes.
Why? Who sponsored you?
No, remember I went on that Modi Body spree.
So I've got a mix now of some very old Calvin Klein jocks and some not so old tradie jocks.
Okay, because it's not just your underwear that's the problem. Have you looked at your socks today?
What do you mean? No, I haven't.
Look at the other one.
No, these aren't old.
That's the other one.
Oh, yeah, I wore it dirt biking.
What, you've got
this morning
dirty socks.
No. It just doesn't come. It ended up like covered in mud, and it just I washed it.
Well, then keep them as your dirt bike socks, mate.
But I can't ride a dirt bike at
You're
my ribs
are broken. You're in a professional office.
Yes.
You can't
this
wear
one,
those socks.
Have you turned around? Have you seen what's behind you?
There's a Kim Kardashian letterbox behind you, and a Gwyneth Paltrow with a goop candle on her head.
Okay. Can you not? Your mum does your pays your bills for you. Can you not ask her
my
to also go shopping?
My mum doesn't pay my bills for me.
What does
That's
she not?
No.
Has that stopped? What, last month?
That's because you made a big deal of it.
Yeah, because you're a grown man with your mumma paying your bills.
You're right.
No, didn't she drop some food off for you the other day? Did she do your groceries?
Yeah, that's right. She put some steaks in the fridge.
Oh, yeah, she bought steaks
over. Because you were busy at the time, remember?
She bought a bunch of steaks, don't you dare.
Did you hear her downstairs?
I was trying to shop for new jocks.
You were losing somewhere.
Yeah, you didn't need any jocks for what you were doing.
Carrie and Tommy.
Avo, and the end of the week, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
Oh, God. Time to knock the top of a frothy, I reckon. The weekend is upon us.
I think we should have done that
Mate,
an hour ago.
I tried to motion to you an hour ago. I was doing my best mime. Can we crack a beer yet?
Well, we're cracking a beer now, just in time for the weekend. Hey, don't drink too much tonight, though,
sorry,
because you've got your big test tomorrow.
I spat it back in.
Are you going to be like this in your exam tomorrow? You've lost your mind.
I reckon.
You're like a little school kid.
I'm going to leave after an hour of that exam.
How long does it go for?
3.5.
It does not.
Yeah.
Your exam goes for 3.5 hours?
Yes.
I reckon I guess you can get it done quicker than that.
Trying to show you can fly, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll knock it off in an hour.
Yeah.
Tommy, you got 20%. Damn it. I should have stayed longer.
But I finished first.
Hey, I'm wrapped. I'm wrapped because during the week we uncovered a hidden talent from one of our teammates that has brought us so much joy. Eli, our web guy, is Batman, the Batman.
Eli, just give us a bit of your normal voice. What did you have for breakfast today?
I had a glass of milk.
I mean, you didn't.
I really did, yeah.
You are a child.
And now search into, tell us what you had for breakfast, but in your Batman voice.
Where is she?
Oh, my God. That scared me so much.
That's what I was channeling for the Batman.
Can you say something not scary with it?
Also, I said, what did you have for breakfast?
Where is she? Where is she? Tell me about your weekend.
Where is she?
I caught up with some mates over the weekend. Room for some drinks.
Gone to Scooby-Doo.
There was a point where he went to Cookie Monster too.
I know.
I didn't realise we had so much talent in one room.
I know. And thank God that was the talent you were talking about, because I thought you were saying the thing that Jesse showed us in between songs, which we won't mention. Jesse, what is your, are you rapped or are you raw?
Guys, I'm also rapped that we have Batman on the show, but I'm a little bit raw because he made it very hard to do his theme music.
Batman's wearing nice slacks today, don't you reckon?
Yeah, but, you know, it must get quite sticky in that suit sometimes. You just want to freshen up and have a crisp white shirt on.
He said before he never takes his armour off, and I was like, I mean, that looks like a shirt with strawberries on it. But anyway.
Batman went to church in the morning.
Did you go to church this morning, Batman?
Did you go to Bat Church?
Hey, my nephew's name, Dave.
My nephew's name, Dave! I love that Batman's going to his nephew's
but
name.
But now though. I'm at the Carrie and Tommy show.
Yeah. Can I say, now firstly, your voice is exquisite. Also, Jesse's coming in on that music just a couple of seconds late.
Batman's answers are pretty tight.
Guys, I loved it. I thought the timing was perfect. And just to showcase that, obviously, we've learnt a lot. Batman, if you could quickly say goodbye. Jesse, if you could hit it right on cue, please.
Enjoy your weekend, everyone.
Jesse.
Oh.
One more time, just for Jesse.
No,
party
just
on.
Give us Hang a on. Big Australia. Wind up there, Batman.
And now we are handing over to...
I'm over here. It's Batman.
Okay, okay, Jesse.
Got it. There we go. Have a good weekend, everybody.
We haven't done yours.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the show's over, Carrie and Tommy can go and sort their Christmas shopping this Christmas. Why not give the gift of a great fragrance from Chemist Warehouse? Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.